Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Way back in 1970, Ron, there was a young star catcher for the Cleveland baseball team. Hit 307, career high 18 homers. Won a gold glove, his first of two. He was 23, and in the All-Star game that year, there was a play at the plate that sort of lives in infamy, really. And it was Pete Rose for the National League bowling over Ray Fosse at home plate. And that image lives forever. Ray Fosse fractured, separated his left shoulder, told the AP as recently as 2015 that his body still hurt from it 45 years later. He was never the same.
Never the same.
And at age 74, after a 16-year battle with cancer, he became a very popular A's broadcaster, by the way, later in his life. He passed away yesterday. Thoughts?
Well, what are they called now? The Cleveland Guardians? Is that what they're?
I think. I'm not sure. Has it changed yet? I don't know.
I think it changes this coming year, if I'm not mistaken. One of the iconic plays in baseball. I mean, it just was. One of the iconic plays in baseball. And, you know, that's the way Pete Rose played the game. I mean, I know a lot of people would criticize him for it. You do that in a regular season game or playoff game. You know, it's wonderful. You do it in an all-star game, it's a little harder. I don't know if Fosse was bitter about it, you know, how he handled that aspect of it. But it definitely was the way Rose played the game all the time.
You know, I look at the photo, the iconic photo, and I remember watching maybe replays of Dave Parker later in the 70s when he was the All-Star MVP in the dugout, and you could feel electricity. It meant something to those guys to win those games. I'll never blame Pete Rose for doing that. You would never think of doing something like that today, which is fine. It's only an All-Star game. But look at the photo if you can, Ron. I'm sure you can find it in one of the stories. And whoever the third base coach is running down the line and shaking his fist as the collision is happening. These games meant a lot to those players at that point in time. It did. It meant a lot to win the game. And I could never blame Rose for that. What I can't find, and I've been looking for, is a quote from Fosse, whether he ever blamed him for it.
That's what I was wondering. I mean, is he bitter about it? I mean, because his career was not the same. You're absolutely right about that.
There's nothing here that says it. He just addresses it sort of in a general way. That's something people would continue to talk about, whether they were alive at the time or watched the video. There have been some harder hits, he said. The fact it was an all-star game, they always vote on all-star game highlights or lowlights, and that always seems to be at the top of what people talk about. That's the thing. Is it a highlight or a lowlight? Bottom line for me is I would never blame Pete Rose because I think it meant something to those guys in those days.
Yeah, and then, I mean, you see what happened when Buster Posey got run over. They changed the rules, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's exactly right. You couldn't do that play now. No, I get the fact that, you know, some people might, didn't like that Rose did it because it was a meaningless All-Star game, but I think your point is a good one. That it meant something back then, more so than it probably does now, even though for a while they had the home field for the World Series decided by.
Right. Oh, way more.
Which was,
I think,
ridiculous.
Way more than it does
now.
Yeah,
and I think part of that, too, is that, there was no interleague play back then. You know.
Yes.
You know, now there's no real divisions anymore. Everybody plays everybody. And in those days, you didn't. That's the only time Pete Rose was ever going to play against a Ray Fosse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that had something to do with it as well.
Meanwhile, as we continue with our Thursday morning six-pack.
We're only up. That's only three, right? We're only halfway through the six-pack.
We might have an extra couple. The bonus the bonus beers at the end.
Oh, I love the bonus beers. I love when you think you're out and then you find one more back in the corner.
That's why at Cortland State, I had the little salad drawer, Ron. I've told you about that.
Yeah,
you put it behind the head of lettuce. So when everybody thinks the party's done,
you're partying
on. The savvy
on.
Old news hound opens the salad drawer
party
and there's
on.
Five more beers, Ron.
Party on, Garth, right?
Stephon Tuitt, not yet back at practice, was first seen really around the facility by media people anyway last week. Seemed to be working out a little bit on the side. But folks were watching yesterday. Would he actually return to practice? That did not happen.
No, and I got to find out what day. They have to make it. They can't keep him on that all year.
It's early November at some point.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think the first week.
They have to decide one way or the other. So, you know, I've heard people say don't count on him this year. And then I've heard other people say, well, he was out there yesterday or last week working out, had a brace on his knee, but was actually doing some stuff. Maybe there is room for optimism, but, man, he can't just come back. He's got to come back and be Stephon Tuitt. You know, he's got to be effective. And if he does, what a lift that would be for them, because, meanwhile, Cam is just getting abused inside and still making plays. Don't get me wrong, but they need somebody else to help Cam out.
And time is still somewhat on their side here. You know, they hang around. They have some inferior opponents coming in here, starting with Seattle, which is in a very compromised state. So I think time is still on their side with the Tuitt thing. But we're getting there. We're getting there where they're going to have to make a decision. Coming up, a former Pittsburgh athlete sold his house. I'm going to tell you what the house featured. I'm going to ask Ron if he may have put in a bid. I think he may have. I think I read that in the story. And we have to mention this. It's incredible. One of the features of this house is absolutely unbelievable. We'll talk about that. Chris Hoke joining us at the top of the hour to talk about real live football.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.